Once again, it's fucking Monday. You know what that means? I missed an entire fucking week of doing whatever I'm supposed to be doing. Yippee, right? This entire week has sucked. My weekend is a blur. And, well, release an episode on my mainstream podcast with two authors, David Musser and London Blue. It's about, God, it's escaping me right now what it's about, but it's good. You should check it out. I gave it 5 stars because good people get 5-star reviews. This is what you do. Either you leave a 5-star review or you don't leave a 5-star review, because no review is better than 1-star shitty piece of shit review saying, "Damn, the customer service sucked. They were so full. We didn't get the food fast enough." You know, like, come on, Karen. Come on. You're not the only person in the goddamn universe that's waiting on their order. What, you're gonna sit down, relax, point at something that you think is delicious, take one bite out of it, and go, "I don't want any." Well, what's wrong with it, man? "I don't like it." Well, man, what's wrong with it? "It tastes like wolf pussy." Well, so they take it back and the chef goes, "Well, what was wrong with it? She said it tastes like wolf pussy?" Yeah, I stole that from Nick Swardson. Get over it. It's a funny fucking joke. The first time I heard it, I fell out of my seat laughing. Not even metaphorically. I fell on the ground laughing because I was like, "Oh my god, this dude is a motherfucking genius. Who else comes up with food tasting like fucking wolf pussy?" I mean, we're probably all going to be eating wolf pussy sooner or later anyway. So, to come back to the coyote infestation, we're all asking you to subdue and rape them all. Just rape them all to death, okay? And if you so happen to eat them or one of your fellow neighbors, that is all right, too. We now go on to our product line, Soylent Green. Soylent Green is made of people and wolf pussy. I am far from a fan of what the future holds. I don't think it's going to be utopian. I think it's going to be Fallout 3, baby! Better catch your bottle caps! Fallout 4, baby! Better get to the vaults! Fallout New Vegas! I don't have a good one for that, except that you better mod all your vats. If you didn't catch the VATS line, you're not a true Fallout fan, okay? And you should probably stop listening. Because only a true Fallout fan would understand what VATS is. Because VATS has become some of my best friends. Speaking of Fallout, I downloaded Fallout 76 recently and have yet to play it. I'm hoping that it's going to be just as dystopian, just as horrendous, and apparently it's set in Appalachia, so, maybe if we're all lucky, we'll get to storm the White House! They have a little nice little tracking bug in there. So, we need to keep tabs on these people. Why? Just keep tabs on them. They're coming together, and they're plotting to take down the White House. Sir, it's a video game, and the White House has fallen already. We don't give a fuck. Grandma likes cookies. When can we go golf? Whoa, Nelly. It's just, I'm ready for World War IV. Do you like my singing voice? Should I sing the most of this episode and song? Like, the government is lying to you. They want you to eat Soylent Green bars. Take all your hard-earned cash. Even though we're in trillions and trillions of debt, it won't matter how much they bet. They're just going to keep taking it all until we fall. Until we fall. Until we fall. America is going to fall. It's time for another time. It's time for us people to shine. Stand up for what you all believe and leave the old behind. And that is my song to you. I wonder how awful that sounded. Probably pretty terrible. That was also off the top of my dome. So, I can't freestyle, but I can sing freestyle about the downfall of America, y'all. Because it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. Trump and Biden made sure of it, we know it. And nothing seems fine. Force vaccinations for everybody. Bend over and take the jabby. Some of us might not feel so fabby, but we're still fine. COVID-19 might kill some of us. Just wait till they find a super bug to kill all of us. Like mousepox in Australia. Once that shit gets released, we're doomed. Hashtag number of the beast. I'm done. ...100% kill rate in animal testing. I bet it's the same in human testing. We're all going to die a fiery lying life. Say goodbye to California life. As Florida sinks into the ocean, we shall call that shit Atlantis. I don't know where I'm going from this, but we're not fine. I need to stop drinking that Coke. There's a little something in it. So, a round of applause for my shitty singing, everybody. At least it wasn't about me being a former heroin addict. Got a whole album on Spotify dedicated to doing hard drugs. That is atrocious. I got like one follower and it's probably me. Because every once in a while I get fucked up and go, I want to listen to Josh Vicious. Because it reminds me of a better time where I'm not cooped up in the house having to wear a face mask and go, am I going to die from COVID-19? Or am I going to die from an overdose? That's not fine. We're not fine. The government lies every day. I can't believe you believe what Fauci says. The CDC and FDA pull back every single essay that they display. Yep. And that is how life has become. Once upon a time, 25 years to 50 years down the road, mega corporations will be taken over. There will be monopolies. There will be a single monopoly. Let's call it Skynet. Won't you kill us? Send your Terminators to terminate us. Okay. Singing early pop punk. I lost my girlfriend. Now she hates me and hangs with other men. Sometimes drugs are meant for better things, like coming up with half-decent sing-alongs. Everybody jump, 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 jump. Here comes the breakdown of American civilization. Everybody's gonna be discrimination. Left and the right and the left. We're all gonna be divided until there's no one left. Yeah, I need to fucking stop. But I can't, and it's becoming very hard. Because to me, it's very, very funny. I actually might listen to this later and write it all down, try to figure it out. And I've been trying to do stand-up. Because why the fuck not? My fiance thinks I'm an idiot. Well, she thinks I have no chance. She's like, that's not funny. I mean, it has some funny parts, but it's not funny. I'm like, how the fuck do you think it's not funny that every little boy's dream is to bang their hot-ass teacher? And when, well, it wasn't me, but when said friend bangs his hot teacher, gets teacher to dump, divorce her husband of many years, so they could date for a few months, and then they break up, she gets back with her boyfriend, you know, he dies, not of a broken heart or anything, just a heroin overdose, something, you know, something not abnormal. How isn't that funny? Like, you would expect him to have killed himself because he was so sad, but no, he wanted to get high and it just didn't work out for him that time, you know? I'm leaving a few plot holes out, like, you know, people could have saved him, but they just walked out the door, stole his drugs, but that wouldn't make a funny story. And I just released, whatever, fuck it. It's all over Reddit, you can find it, and see people making fun of me going, you suck, you have no potential. I'm like, I think some of it's funny, man, like, the whole, the teacher diddling a student and then the student dying? I think that's pretty funny, honestly. I mean, it's only been, it's been almost 2 years now, so I say it's free game. I'm sure there's a lot of people that will hear that and go, oh my God, I cannot believe you would joke about that. Well, it's been long enough. I mean, the dude never really talked to me anymore. I mean, he's still one of, he was still one of my best friends, but I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to make people, you know, giggle shit. There's a couple other ones, like punch people in the face without a mask, which basically are going nowhere. I have a couple other ones which I'm not going to disclose because they need work. I joined a Discord this morning before I left for work to try to help critique and make my jokes and punchlines really hit, smack, you know? I plan on doing some, like, anti-government ones and shit, too. Like, I have a whole little section that says fascism. And I have to come up with jokes about that. Because, you know, fascism is in. Everyone thinks each other's a fascist. So, I mean, it's pretty fashionable to be a fascist now. Whatever. People are stupid. I am... But, onward! But back to, like, the whole 25 to 50 years down the road, 2025, 2050, pretty sure we're all just going to be slaves of some sort. We're just going to be Orwellian. Pretty sure they're taking the 1984 playbook and going, this is real. This is how we're going to do things, you know? And it's not going to work out for anybody who doesn't have the moolah to stay out of the gutters, which include me. I ain't staying out of the gutters. I for sure as shit. It's militia time, bitches. Ah, shit, is that extremist content? Whatever. Label me a right-winger, label me an extremist, whatever. Apparently, some of my favorite people to listen to are considered right-wing, homophobic, extremist douchebags. It's like, well, one of them is gay, so I don't think homophobic applies. And everything he says is satire, basically making fun of how the world is working. You know, how we're all burning. Welcome to California, the greatest state on earth. Don't mind the wildfires. Come joy, sunny Pennsylvania. The Rust Belt. Just turn your head and pay no attention to the crippling heroin addiction that's overtaking our entire communities. Because we don't like to pay attention to any of that. That's really not what this society is about. It's just a select few of people. It doesn't really affect, you know, the upper, the middle class, or anything like that. Anyone that's affected by it are just low, dirty, dumb scumbags. Anyone that means anything will never, ever have a drug problem. I mean, just look at, what's her name? Selena Gomez? The chick that was on Joe Rogan, was that her name? I don't fucking know her name. Look at any child star actor. Drugs. Sure, you could turn your life around, but how many actually do it? How many actually get their shit together? I mean, I don't even have my shit together completely. I'm pretty much a giant piece of shit. So I don't know why any of you listen to me. Maybe it's my sweet, sweet singing. You know, like, kiss me underneath the old fracking thingy. Kiss me underneath the oil drill. Kiss me inside the back of the cop car after drugs have been planted. Speaking of drugs being planted, actually, it's a false accusation. They weren't planted, but it's a funny, funny, funny story. When we were like maybe 18, me and my buddy Joey decided that we would drink a case of Hurricane 40s. Yes, I know. Grand old idea, right? And after drinking said case, we went on what I'd like to call a car breaking in spree. No, we didn't bash windows or anything like that. We just walked up, pulled the handle. If the handle was unlocked, we walked, we ran up in it, took a handful of change, and we're like, we're so badass. But, so, the funny part of, no one knew we were doing this, not even the cops, because we weren't causing any ruckus. We weren't actually causing damage. Someone across across town was actually taking a fucking baseball bat and busting in fucking windows, doing the same exact thing. Can you say, crackhead? And so we get arrested. They go, hey Josh, what's with the rubber gloves? Oh, they keep my hands warm, you know, like latex, rubber, makes my hands sweat. They're like, right, you're breaking in the cars. I'm like, right. I don't have anything on me. I'm like, what about your friend? Like, he don't got nothing on him. Joey's good. Joey's clean, bro. So, Joey had this ginormous jacket on. Like, pocket from chest down to, like, his knees, okay? Dude was a hood motherfucker. And so they search him. They pull this 40 out, and they go, ho, what's this? I'm like, I don't know, you must have planted that. And that's when things went bad. They grabbed me by the head and just started repeatedly bashing my face off the hood, going, who planted what? And probably could have sued them, but, you know, being young and naive, my parents found out, and they were like, you did what? You got arrested for breaking in the cars? I'm glad the cops beat the shit out of you. Like, but the cops beat the shit out of me. They should have just arrested me, you know, handcuffed me, threw me on the fucking, sidewalk, not beat the living shit out of me. Just, you know, there's probably a dent in that car. Just grabbed me, started smashing my face off the hood. They thought it was approved. They were so ecstatic that the cops beat my ass. Like, okay, I get it. And ever since then, anytime I'm home, except one cop, he's gotten me out of a lot of shit. I will give him that. One all of them, I will drive past, roll my window down, and go, fucking pig! Because they're all pigs. They're all dirty. Their chief of police just went to jail for, what was it? Racketeering? I think it was racketeering. Racketeering, extortion. There was a couple things he went to jail for. Well, prison, I should actually say, because those aren't petty crimes. It's not like he, you know, got his dick sucked behind the local town legend bar or anything every night. Not saying he did that. I'm not saying you did that, Jimmy Man, but I am saying you did that, Jimmy Man. I never personally witnessed it, but I've had multiple accounts of people walking up and seeing you in your cop car with some floozy going, oh yeah, yeah, suck, let me suck you, Jimmy, oh yeah, yeah. Tell me that isn't police corruption. And then he doesn't pay them, which is even better. He goes, now get out of my car. Or I'm arrest you. Because he used to think he was like mafioso boss numero uno. And another story involving Jimmy Man. The piece of the pie. The piece of the shit pie. My bands and I were in, my friends and I were in a band. And you know, we weren't causing mischief or anything, right? We would be in my attic, practicing our songs and whatnot. Sure, it was an eensy-teensy bit loud, but given my track record, I usually went out and caused chaos. Okay? So, not once, not twice, four fucking times, this piece of shit showed up at my door. And the one time, he brought a dog. They brought a dog saying, do we need to search the premises? And thankfully, I was underage. And my mom comes out and goes, you need to get a warrant to come in this house, or you need to leave the premises right the fuck now. And he goes, you know what? I'm writing you all disorderly conducts right now. And he maxed it out to like, what are they, 400 to 600? Every single person at my house got a $400 disorderly conduct. Me, all my bandmates, my mom, my fucking dog. We all got disorderly conducts. So, the day I found out that that piece of shit got caught for all the horrible things he's done, especially to people, I'm more happy that he's going away because of all the fucked up shit that he's done to people. I could give a fuck less about racketeering. Make your money, dude. Do you, right? But if you're going to step in the way of hardworking citizens to get your way, just because I have a badge, I have power, me fat as fuck, and I'm balding. Like, suck a dick, bro. Like, you ain't important just because you're out there saving lives every day. Like, no one gave a shit. Like, you didn't go out and do anything until you became chief of police. You know what you did? You sat in your fucking office and cooked the books. So you got more money, embezzled the money, and made the cops that actually did their jobs, the very far in between cops that did their jobs, salute Glenn Sovich, even though that I've heard rumors of younger women, but good dude all around, could care less. I mean, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you, right, man? But I'm pretty sure that rumor's been squashed or they're over 18, but whatever. Yeah, that dude was a complete and utter waste of space, man. And people wonder why they chant defund the police. 'Cause fucks like that. People just like that abusing their damn power to try to get one over on anyone they can. You know, look, we gotta fill our quotas for the month, bro. We gotta fill our quotas. And also, I'm pretty sure there's a Fed working inside. I know for a fact that in the Ambridge Police Department in Pennsylvania, you can look it up. Ambridge, Ambridge, Police Department, has had feds looking into them for the last decade at least, maybe longer, all because of how much corruption and bullshit they have gone through. They let people off. It's ridiculous. They're not good people. And I'm not sure if they've changed officers or not. The last time I was up, none of them looked at me at all. So I was like, okay, you don't know me. You don't know me. Oh, you still know me. Okay. You're staring me down going, why the fuck is this faggot here? Like, well, I don't live here. I'm visiting family. Try to arrest me, bitch! I completely understand defund the police. Because cops like that need it. They need better training. They need to not show up for every single occasion. If there's some form of, you know, social dispute, like, we had a neighbor that would call the cops on us all the time because our music scared their dog that they kept chained up to their tree 24/7. Like, could you bring somebody that isn't an officer, you know, walk up with their hand on their gun, like, yep, I'ma shoot you. Like, maybe de-escalate a little, bro. Like, you know, if you didn't have your hand on your gun, maybe I'd be a little bit more polite. But with the feeling of you having your hand ready to pull that weapon, I'm a bit worried that you may pull that and then I'm going to have to do something stupid. Well, it's just comfortable to, you know, have your hands in your belt on your gun and stuff like that. It's just comfortable to walk around like that. Bull fucking shit. I wear a belt every fucking day. And do you know what I do? I don't do any of that shit. Or, you know what? Be a real thug and wear it in your pants line so no one can see that shit. And then when time comes, pull it out and blap, 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 motherfuckers. I'm so sick of the police. I think we need to go farther than abolish or defund. I think police need to be abolished and they need to reinstate another form of law. Another form of law upholders. Want, like, Britain, the UK, they don't have guns. They could beat the shit out of you with a fucking baton, but less likely chance that you're going to get a bullet through the fucking skull. I get they have acid attacks and whatnot, but you know what we have here? Crazy orange-haired killers. So it's never going to work. It's a total disinformation campaign so these assholes can keep what they want. Guns, guns, guns. I have no problem with guns if you think I do. Like, for my birthday, my dad and I were supposed to go shooting, and I was, like, so pumped. I was like, can I bring your semi-auto? I want to sit there and go, and see how bad my aim is, you know? But I have nothing against it, as long, you know? It's there. It says we have the right to own these things. It doesn't say you have the right to bear arms except AR-15s. Or you have the right to bear arms except fully automatics or rocket launchers or military-grade weapons. It says you have the right to bear arms. As in, well, does it shoot? Is it a gun? Then I think you should have a right to own it. Not saying that you shouldn't act stupid with it, but all in all, fuck cops, power to the people, and if anything were to ever go down, my bet is on the people. Have you met the people in the South? Some of them are crazy, man. Some of them are fucking wild, and they all love their guns. So, that is my episode for today. It's not a typical pass the rabbit hole, pass the rabbit hole, I guess. It was more interesting, I guess. Yeah. Follow me on PTRH podcast. It's on Minds, Floats. You can also find me on Odyssey and YouTube and BitChute. Don't forget to email me at ptrhpodcast@protonmail.com because you know what? I barely even checked that shit. You're better off just tweeting me because I'm a major piece of shit.